Hello, Devlin here with you, and welcome to my Mondo Nostalgia review of the Peanut Butter Falcon. This is a 2019 American comedy drama film directed and written by Tyler Nielsen and Michael Schwartz. It stars Shia LaBeouf, Zach Gottsagen, Dakota Johnson, Bruce Dern, to name but a few. Anyhow, this is a small independent film that I felt was worthy of reviewing. I'm finally getting out to see more independent films, and I've been a very happy moviegoer because of it. I know Mondo Nostalgia is supposed to be featuring on old stuff, but I like to see new films because, you know, a lot of these are going to become classics in a while, and I really hope this one does, only because of the fact that it's a great feel-good film, and I think we need more of those in the world. And I hope people find this film, even though it's, you know, not a big-budget film, it's not playing in a lot of theaters. I hope this is one of those ones that people find. Before we get to the actual review, for those of you who don't know, I'm a huge Shia LaBeouf fan. I remember one of the earliest movies I ever saw with him is a movie called Disturbia. And there's some spoilers to this movie a bit, just a bit. At the very beginning of the movie, we see Shia's character spend time with his dad. I recently rewatched it, so it's fresh in my mind. And on the way home from their little fishing trip, they get into a car accident and, well, Shia loses his father on that day. There's a moment where he crawls to his father's side of the car and just the look on his face won me over. I didn't know who this kid was, and I said, I hope they don't show the father's body, which they didn't. That's the spoiler, that they don't show it, because everything we need to know about that father's death is all in this boy's face. And I was an instant fan, and I followed him through pretty much every part of his life, even singing his praises when people told me, no, he's not that good an actor. Shia actually was one of the golden boys for a while. He was in all the Transformers movies, the first three, and he was making a ton of money. He was also starring in lots of big budget films. He even was going to be wearing the fedora as Indiana Jones's son in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. He even was offered that. And Shia did something that was pretty bold. He had made so much money from the Transformers movies and all the other paydays he got, he decided to walk away from the blockbusters of Hollywood, and he decided that he had made enough money that he could survive for the rest of his life, and he wanted to start working on indie films. Now, already Hollywood was turning their back on him for doing that, but then he started going through crazy periods. He went through some alcoholism, and he just started doing strange things like walking around with bags on his head with, I'm not famous anymore, and he'd walk out of press conferences and start doing goofy things. In fact, if you're really interested, check out some of the stuff he did. He watched all his movies in a movie theater back to back and invited people to join him. And he just sat there reacting to him. And that's not even the craziest stuff he's done. He's, you know, worked an elevator. He's invited people to hotel rooms to come and, like, just weird stuff that you should check out. But the reason I'm saying all this is, even through it all, two things did not change for Shia LaBeouf. One, I still was his biggest fan, supporting him, even though it got hard during the crazy period. And two, he still never gave a bad performance. He started doing little indie films, and he always brought it. His kind of comeback to Hollywood came a couple years ago in a movie called Fury. It was a World War II tank drama that was starred Brad Pitt and John Bernthal and Logan Lerman. And he had like this all-star cast with him, and a lot of people liked the movie. But a lot of people said it was Shia that maybe stole the show. His portrayal was just really intense. Since then, he's really been bringing it, but the best part is it looks like, and with Shia, I always cross my fingers when I say this, it looks like he has put his life back together. Truth be told, he's straightened up, he stopped drinking, or at least, you know, stopped drinking heavily, I don't know the case. He's also been working on some creative projects to help underage youth. in bad communities in order to, give them places to go rather than get into trouble or crime and stuff like that. And he's been working with a lot of people. He's also been doing some more high-profile indie films. Coming up later this year, I'm very looking forward to see Honey Boy, which is a movie he was very involved in because it's a semi-autobiographical film about him and his father's life. I'm sure it'll have his rest of his family in. But the weird thing is that Chaya plays his father in that movie, and it's already hit film festivals, and people are saying it's really good. It's really crazy, but it's really good. And they're also talking that between this and the movie I'm about to review, he may even have a shot at an Oscar. And Hollywood is forgiving. There's an actor by the name of Robert Downey Jr., who you may recall was starting to lose control of his career thanks to alcoholism and doing crazy things. Then he did a little movie called Iron Man that not only was a successful movie, but was the first in changing Hollywood. So Robert Downey Jr. pulled himself up, and a lot of people are hoping that this is Shia's renaissance. Anyhow, I hope he still sticks with these creative little indie films, even if he does try to go back into blockbusters. But I wouldn't be surprised if Shia has always just done his own thing. But the movie I'm looking at right now is The Peanut Butter Falcon, and this is a feel-good film. It's not perfect by any means. I had some problems with it, but overall, it made me smile, and that is a plus. And a lot of it has to do with Mr. LaBeouf, but I'll get to that later because there is a strong cast altogether here. The story's quite nice, and it has kind of an unusual yet great soundtrack, and it just makes you smile. I can't keep bringing that up enough. And it's the story about a 22-year-old Down syndrome man who desperately wants to become a wrestler. There's a wrestling school he wants to get to, but the problem is he has no family and he's been dumped in an old folks home. So he basically spends 2 years of his life just hanging out with old people, and he knows he shouldn't be there. After multiple escapes, he actually attempts, he actually escapes and winds up meeting with a very troubled young man named Tyler, who's played by Shia LaBeouf. And basically, they become an unusual team that head to take him to this place because it's on the way to where Shia's character has to go himself. Along the way, there's some people after Shia, there's some people after, this Down syndrome child, the kid, a man, he's not a kid, a man. And yeah, comedy and drama pursue. This is a wonderful character movie. Nobody's perfect in this film. As I said, my biggest surprise was, how troubled the Shia LaBeouf character Tyler is. And I have to say, the actor that plays Zach is Zach Godsagan. And from what I've read of the backstory of this, he's actually, this movie is kind of similar to his story. He apparently met the two directors, Tyler Nelson and Michael Schwartz, and he told them he had a dream of being an actor. And they decided that, well, there's not a lot of movies that feature Down syndrome people, and they should make one. So after making giving a short idea of it, they decided to start getting greenlit on this, and suddenly they got people like Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson and John Hawkes and John Bernthal and Thomas Hayden Church and all these fairly, recognizable names in the industry, and put together this movie. And as I said, it's an absolute delight. All the characters are really interesting, but the winning aspect of this film is the tag team of Shia LaBeouf's rough and ready, tragic character, who is, a man with a good heart, but he has made some big mistakes in his life. One's accidental, and then other ones not so accidental. I almost worried that they almost made him too unlikable at the beginning because he does do some things really questionable. But when they are together, these two have an incredible chemistry, and both of them are just just perfect together. Now, Zach God Sagan got his dream of becoming an actor by being this. I certainly will not spoil if you find out if he makes it to his wrestling school or not. But I will say that he really has a great film to kick off his acting career, and he does a great job with it. There are some scenes that come off almost like they're improv'd, and one of the guys I went with said he thought that it felt like it was very improv'd. And I have to say, whether it was improv'd or it was his comic timing, either way, he should be commended for it because he does a great job. Now, a lot of the other characters you don't really get developed. They're all flawed, though. Even in the short term that we get to spend with these people, we find out they're all flawed. And I like movies where everybody has a flaw. I like Dakota Johnson a lot. She is the third biggest character in this movie, and I really liked her. I've always liked her as an actress. She's not one of those actresses that when she comes on the screen, she just lights it up. She's just kind of subtle in there. Even I loved her in the, I might get ridiculed, but I liked her in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. I've seen her in a couple of other things, and she's just does a great job. I honestly do not think that she was needed in this movie. And I feel that the flaw they gave her in this movie is just a throwaway just for giving her a flaw. It's never examined, and that's one of my few problems with this movie, is that there was no need for it. But she doesn't weigh down the movie in any way. I just think even I understand why she's needed in this movie, because I don't think you could have done the movie just with Shia's character and Zach's character. I think you did need the character, but honestly, she doesn't change the dynamic between the two a little bit, but she all her parts almost seem to kind of wedged in there. And so even though I did like Dakota Johnson in this movie, I just didn't think she I think they could have used her better, more subtly. I don't think she needed to be wedged into as many of the scenes as she did. And again, it has nothing to do with her. I really like the actress in a lot of ways. Now, as I said, the movie is really good, and a big part of it is the chemistry between Shia LaBeouf and Zach Gottsagen. I do believe that Shia is the movie reminds me a lot of. I know it gets compared to Ray. To Mark Twain movies, because it's kind of like a Huck and Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer kind of thing. But I actually saw lots of elements of Rain Man in this, where you get an unsavory character and basically starts becoming more three-dimensional as he has to take care of someone. And that's what I felt a lot. In fact, it made me sad because I couldn't think of a lot of movies like that. And anybody who knows me knows I love Rain Man. And I'm just saddened that we don't have more of those movies, or at least I haven't seen them. There might be out there for sure. But anyhow, I liked this movie a lot. And I think for me, I get the feeling this performance from Shia was the closest to who he is, because I believe Shia has a good heart, but I think he is easily swayed to do the wrong thing. I think he sometimes makes mistakes. He owns up to them. But I think in the end, he knows that he's a good person and that there's actually a beautiful scene between Shia and Zach in this movie that shows them talking about, when he finds out that, young Zach wants to be a villain in the wrestling world. And Tyler tells him, but he's got a good heart. Why would you want to be the villain and stuff? And it's a beautiful scene. I'm not going to ruin it by going into details. I'll just know that when you see a campfire and they start talking like this, one of my favorite scenes in the movie and beautiful way to show. But again, Shia gives another powerful performance here, but I couldn't help but think that there was a lot of Shia in this. And I think, I think he adopted a lot of his own personal life into this. The directors did a really good job with this movie. As I said, they wrote and directed. It was two men, Tyler Nielsen and Michael Schwartz. I felt, though, There were some issues, and I think the writing, some of the script left me a little bit. As I said, the only problems I really had with the film were I liked that everybody was kind of flawed, but sometimes, and they don't go in detail in some of the people's flaws, but sometimes they just kind of just reveal the flaw and never go anywhere with it, and I don't know if it's even important to the movie. As I said, Dakota Johnson, it's not even a flaw. They just give her something to show, no, I've definitely dealt with some pain in my life. But again, it doesn't seem to really go anywhere, and that's one of the things I had a problem with. I also had a problem that this is a road trip kind of movie, and it's shown early on that Tyler and Zach take some unusual methods. They go in backyards, they go in back fields, they are on a raft sometimes on a river. The people who are looking for them always seem to take the road, and I find that I know it was edited this way, but it seemed that they had no problems finding them, even no matter how off the grid they were. Now, albeit, I did have some people that I was with that both said that it seemed like a straight line where they were going, so it makes sense. And I give it that. And because it's a movie I really enjoyed, I'm going to give it a lot more than that. But the truth be told, I just found it a little disturbing that, every time it was like they went somewhere, they were easily found. And, I've seen movies where, police are looking for fugitives and they've had a lot more trouble. And so you have like a social worker and a couple of rednecks, and they seem to have no problem. But besides that, and the fact that there are a couple of script things that I wasn't too thrilled at, although there's one scene where a preteen bully tries to get Zach to jump off a pier. And I'm not going to say what happens, but I was actually, my mouth dropped and at what they wrote. And I think everybody in the thing even knew it was wrong what happened, but they didn't mind because the character was a bit of a douche. And it was bold. And I'd like to see more from this writing and directing team. I don't know much about them. I think this might have been one of their first projects. I thought I looked into it, but I don't remember seeing anything. One thing I will give them credit for is they had a lot of say in the soundtrack. Now, I usually love pop music. I love music of all kinds, but usually I go to more rock, pop, R&B. But I do actually like country, and what I do like is old school country. And this soundtrack is filled with lots of everything from like folk songs to bluegrass, and it was quite refreshing to see. And I give them a plus. I don't know if it's as memorable of a soundtrack. I remember when I saw another Shia movie called Lawless, and I just fell in love with that soundtrack, and that is all bluegrass in there. But I really like this soundtrack, and I think they had a hand in wanting to play it. In fact, I heard when they filmed certain scenes, they actually played the instrumental music in the background in order to get the feel of the film. Anyhow, I really like this film, and I can't recommend it enough. In fact, when I actually go to give my thing, which is right about now, when I give my numbers, I'm going to be overly generous. I believe this movie is only a 4 out of 5, but because I've seen it and this is a review I'm doing a day later, I'm going to be generous because I'm still smiling thinking about it. And every once in a while in my head pops in another scene, and that tells me that this movie deserves a little bit more love. So I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5. The Peanut Butter Falcon is a great film. It plays in a little bit of independent films. You're going to have to look for it, but I hope that you do. Check your independent schedules. There still might be a couple of showings out there. I'm sure it's going to be hitting streaming soon, probably hitting Blu-rays and DVDs soon. It's worth looking for if you're looking for a movie that just makes you smile, feel good. But not only that, but it has a strong ethic to it. It basically tells you to, one, don't give up on your dreams, don't give up on yourself. And that's huge. And it's a movie that doesn't do it in a way that, just hammers it over your head, you know, like when, you know, Pixar has a lesson and they just keep smacking you over the head until you get it. This is so subtle, but those two things, don't give up on yourself and don't give up on your dreams, because they might not come true tomorrow. They might not come true the next day, but who knows, next week, next year. And if you don't get your dreams, you still might get a lot of great things. And that is a powerful message that we need more of in movies to remind us that sometimes we don't get everything we want, but sometimes life still gives us what we need. Powerful. Anyhow, the Peanut Butter Falcon, check it out. Go find it. It is worth searching out. And if you're a wrestling fan, hey, you'll see a couple of wrestlers in there as well that play bit parts in this too, that they meet during their journey. And that's a lot of fun as well. I've enjoyed reviewing the Peanut Butter Falcon. Please search it out. It is definitely worth it. And I will talk to you next time on Mondo Nostalgia.